We bow our heads in prayer. Gracious and loving Father, you created us to be your own. You created us to be a part of your family. You created us to have immortality. You have blessed us by sending us a Savior to bring us and to lead us and to guide us into that family. For we are family in your name and because of Christ. This we ask as we worship together this day. In Jesus' name, amen. It seems today we live in a time of great confusion about family. In fact, if you look at it, we've been debating family throughout all of created time. Here we are in the gospel reading this morning, and what do we have? But as Jesus goes home and this great gathering falls around him, there is this debate about who Jesus really is. When his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they said he was out of his mind. They were concerned about Jesus. Let's step back for a moment. Because before God created the world, there was family. There was a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, and yet three distinct persons. When God went about creating the world, he created Adam, a son who he gave the gift of immortality. And then he created a woman, a daughter to the Creator. And together they had the potential to procreate, the ability for creating additional family. Oh yes, animals could procreate, but humans had the potential of creating this individual family, individuals of immortality. And God had done all of this by creating woman. God had it all worked out. From the very beginning, God had a plan. We had a foundational framework, which is oftentimes overlooked today. God created marriage, and from that framework came children. Clear in this foundation is that children are carried, born, and nursed with a natural link to their mother. They will have to live a while to have that same connection and bind to their father. You see, the point is that God, from the very beginning, had a goal to create family. God's goal was father, mother, children. They were to be one family. This is God's goal for humanity. And as God created another family, the family of Israel, his chosen people, he oftentimes talked about that family and the concept of marriage. And as the Christian church was formed, and as Christ suffered, died, and rose again, and as he talked about his bride, the church, he talked of it in the concept of family. Family runs throughout the Word of God. Family is foundational to who we are as Christians. And we go to the Old Testament reading where there we are reminded of how sin has affected God's created order of things. Sin threw things out of balance. We ceased to be God's children, choosing to go our own way. Yes, Satan had a hand in all of this. Through sin, Satan also has become a part of your life and my life. And so we find that oftentimes the idea of family, it seems to be under a curse. And yes, oftentimes is affected by sin. But God adopts us back into His family through the waters of baptism. He talks about this in Genesis as He talks about that seed that would be given. And that's the reality of the gospel reading this morning. God must defeat and destroy Satan. Even as man fell into sin, God had a plan for His people to still have eternal life. The opening scenes of the Passion of the Christ begin with Christ in the garden as He stomps on the head of the serpent. There it is. In the gospel reading, verse 27, as it refers to the strong man. Yes, here is that strong man, Christ Jesus. Our sinful nature puts us into also Satan's family. And the strong man must defeat Satan. He must bring us back and adopt us as His children. He wants us to be His family. We are family. He must destroy sin and its power. He must overcome death. He must crush Satan. So that you and I, as children of God, have life in all of its fullness and in His name. The gospel reading opens with that sort of questionable interlude and introduction as His family is concerned about Jesus. When they heard it, they went out to seize Him because they thought He was out of His mind. And then there were the scribes who said, oh no, He's not out of His mind. He is controlled by Beelzebul. And then Jesus. Jesus answers all of this in parables. He talks about a house divided against itself, and there He is talking about Satan, the father of lies and death, and now how Satan rises against Satan. He sets out to kill the Christ, and in doing so, his own house comes to ruin because the strong man is Jesus. Through His suffering, through His death, through His crucifixion and rising, Christ destroys Satan and his kingdom. We sing in those hymns of Easter, the battle is o'er, the victory won. We know the reality of what Christ has accomplished for us. And through His cross, through His death and His resurrection, the very reality of who we are has been given back to us in what Christ has accomplished for us. It doesn't stop Satan. He continues to try. He continues to destroy. Look at our present world. We struggled to define family. Back in the 90s, we had this big thing going in the church called Family Life Ministry. It was all about family. It was all about how to create better family relationships. Why? Because we saw what was happening in our culture and in the world in which we live. And yet it's gotten so out of control, we don't even know how to define family anymore. If we listen to the world, there isn't such a thing as family. It's what you want it to be. And yet if we go back to the very foundation of this world, if we go back to what the Bible says, it is very clear that we are family, and we are family in Christ. We can wrestle with all kinds of family issues today. I'm sure some of you sitting here this morning as a family have issues going on. They're struggles, internal struggles. They're real. They're there because of our sinful nature. And some of you may be troubled by what's happening in your own families. Because we live in a world where family is under attack. It's a moral issue. We need to go back to the Word of God. Back to what God had in mind when He brought about the creation of this world. Unfortunately, too many are unwilling to do that. We live in a time when we want new realities. And for most of us, it makes us very uncomfortable. We can listen to the debates. We can look and wonder about our own identity. It seems to go on and on and on. We wonder why so many are confused, dismayed, and wondering. It is because we have lost what it really is to be family. And so Romans comes into play where we, the creation, turn our back on the Creator. And we begin to worship the creation rather than the Creator. If you read your scriptures and if you have your daily devotions, you will see those wonderful links time and time again in God's Word about who we are as family. Each of us were born into a family, as Mrs. Erickson talked about, family reunions, and many of you have been to family reunions. Oh yeah, last year you probably didn't, but you're probably looking forward to this summer, maybe having family reunions once again. We struggle with what it means to be family when our families are sometimes so divided, so torn apart. And yet, look at Scripture here. Look at what's going on in our gospel reading. Here is a family struggling with the reality of who Jesus was within that family. And then there is even Satan's household. If a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And Jesus is directly talking to Satan and his house. And it will not stand because our Creator has something more important in mind. This seed spoken of in the garden is the seed that brings life and more immortality to light for each one of us. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet oftentimes by the way we act, we leave ourselves wondering about who we really are. There is good news. It's found in God's Word. Christ overcame. In Christ, you and I are victorious. In Christ, we are His family. Oh yes, the debate will continue to rage. We will have to listen to those discussions. We will even have to be part of some of those discussions. The divisions will come. The struggles will be there for many, and they are real. But remember who you are. Through the waters of baptism, God has adopted you into His family. Scripture says, "See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God." And that is who we are. Whenever you struggle with your identity, whenever you struggle with family issues, think about the waters of baptism and how God has adopted each one of us back into His family. We are, through those waters of baptism, God's children. We were created in His image, and we have been redeemed by the sacrifice Christ made on our behalf. As the church, as a community of believers, we need to live in the power of that redemption. And we need to remember who we are. We are family. We are family in Christ. Amen.